Now, the moment you've all been waiting for.
Testing, testing, check, check, check.
Hello there, this is funny lady Judith Lucy.
Hi, this is Joel Creasy.
Hey, this is Fiona O'Loughlin.
Hi guys, McLaughlin here, that would be of the Craig variety.
Hi, this is Shayna Blaze.
Hello, this is Tom Ballard.
Hi, this is Melissa Capp.
G'day, this is ScoMo, Scott Morrison.
Hi, this is Reece Nicholson.
Hi, it's Gina Liano from The Real Housewives of Melbourne.
Hi, this is Reece Mastin.
Hi, this is JC Fox.
This is Kathy Griffin.
Hey, this is Todd Collins.
Hello, this is Weird Al Yankovic, and you're listening to
The Troy Murphy Show.
Troy Murphy laughing at me in the other studio. Oh, he's dancing to my radio vet. Hello, Troy.
The last couple of shows I've listened to The Troy Murphy Show, I've nearly had a couple of accidents because my eyes have been watering with laughter so much.
Is it me? Am I the problem? Surely I can't be the only one that thinks that the world is going bananas. With doctors last summer claiming the term morbidly obese to be ditched. Look, I understand morbidly obese is not a glamorous term, but unlike the morbidly obese lifestyle, one should not have to sugarcoat everything to explain that it's problematic.
He's ready for his close-up. It's the Troy Murphy Show.
Ladies, gentlemen, them, they, and all, welcome to the Troy Murphy Show. I'm, of course, your host, Troy Murphy, and this, as the name suggests, is the Troy Murphy Show. Yes, that's right. It's that glorious time of the week again, Thursday nights from 6 p.m., when the Troy Murphy Show graces the TSR bandwidth and airwaves for an exciting adventure of talk till 7 p.m. as we look at the weird, the wacky, and the wonderful news from home and abroad that happened this week, as well as some of the more serious news stories that we all need to know, you know. So the fun stuff at the front of the show, the serious stuff at the back of the show. Something for everybody. Something different with the Troy Murphy Show On Demand player, if you haven't noticed yet. Which, of course, the on-demand player you can find by clicking on the live program guide on the TSR.com.au website. Now, not only can you hear the full show back, but we've now got the best bits where we've taken the best bits from each show and put it up there on the on-demand player so you can listen back to the bits you want to listen back to. Plus, as an additional bonus, there are extra bits that we post all week long. If there's a breaking news story during the week or a weird news story that just needs to be laughed at, we'll cover it all week long. Yes, that's our dedication to you, the listeners, for making us the most listened to show on demand. A big thank you to Bumper to Bumper for taking on the first hour of drive. Now, I love what Bumper does with their free ICPOL code word for their students listening. But I tell you what, the first student to run up to BJ tomorrow and says, "The Troy Murphy Show is better than Bumper to Bumper," gets a free, official, limited edition The Troy Murphy Show badge. Yes, an official The Troy Murphy Show badge. That code word again. Well, it's not really a word, it's a phrase. The Troy Murphy Show is better than Bumper to Bumper. Let's see if that happens. Moving on as we do our celebration of the day. As always, here on The Troy Murphy Show, we're all about positivity and celebrating the good things in life. As today, the ninth day of the month of March in the year 2023, we celebrate...
Hi there, I'm Barbie. What's up?
National Barbie Day. The day we celebrate... Well, the day that Barbie was officially born. Yep, turns out Barbie, you know, the plastic doll that little girls love, and some little boys, you know. I used to play with Barbies as a kid. They weren't mine, they were my auntie's. But anyway, you know, I love the caravan. bright pink caravan. Anyway, that might be why I love red cars nowadays. Anyway, who knows? Who knows? Let's not dive into that can of worms. Barbie debuted on March 9 in 1959 at the American International Toy Fair in New York, which brings us to this week's top five. As being National Barbie Day, we do the top five interesting facts about Barbie, starting with number five.
Five.
The most expensive Barbie ever sold went for more than $300,000. Yes. And not the dollary doos that we have here in Australia. The US dollars, dollary do, dollar thingies. That was a terrible segue to a Simpsons quote.
$900 dollary doos? Tobias, did you accept a 6-hour collect call from the state?
The Stefano Canturi Barbie that has an actual diamond necklace around her neck, featuring an emerald cut Australian pink diamond surrounded by 3 carats of white diamonds, is the most expensive Barbie in the world. Christie's Auction House auctioned it off in 2010 to raise money for the Breast Cancer Research Foundation. The final bid was $302,500, making the blinged out Barbie doll the most expensive Barbie ever sold.
Four.
The biggest Barbie collector in the world has 15,000 dolls. Her name is Bettina Dorfman. She's from Germany and is said to have had amassed more than 15,000 dolls since receiving her first one in 1966 at the age of 5. That's a weird obsession. Where the hell do you keep them all?
Three.
In at number three, a Barbie doll is sold every 3 seconds. In 2003, Fortune magazine claimed that every 3 seconds, someone in the world buys a new Barbie.
Two.
You know Barbie's dream house? You know, the house that Barbie lives in? Well, it's worth $25 million. In 2013, Mattel announced that Barbie would be selling her dream house in Malibu for $25 million. That was 2013. I wonder how much it'll be worth now with inflation. Should have waited a while, Barbie.
One.
And our last fact about Barbie in our top five list of interesting facts about Barbie as we celebrate her official birthday today, March 9. Total Hair Barbie is the best-selling version of the doll to date. According to the Guinness Book of World Records, the best-selling Barbie of all time is Totally Hair Barbie. That was released in 1992. To date, more than 10 million dolls have been sold worldwide. That's a lot of plastic. On the show this week, we talked to Sydney lawyer Jahan Kalanta and asked him, should we be worried about TikTok harvesting users' data? Yeah, we spoke about it last week. We're going to deep dive into it further this week because, you know, I'm concerned. I haven't quite deleted the app yet, but we'll find out if we should tonight, along with heaps of other stuff on the show tonight, including our weekly regulars, a new weekly regular we're going to introduce. We used to do it years ago. We're bringing it back. It's a little segment we like to call Things That Irritate Me More Than Starfish in My Underwear, because what we talk about with what's irritating us is more irritating than, say, if you had starfish stuffed down your underwear. And don't worry, no animals were harmed in the making of that segment. And the thing that's irritating me more than starfish in my underwear this week are idiots. Yep, idiots online who comment and share their opinions without reading or, in our case here on the radio, listening past the headline. Oh, missed it by that much. So many people. I posted an article. I'll get to it later, but the crux of it all is I posted an article or an extra bit on the Troy Murphy Show Facebook page this week, and people didn't even listen to it, and they just started going on all these tangents with these weird and wacky comments, and it was just wrong. We'll also check out local Shire news, plus the weird, wacky, wonderful news from around the world, and stick around to the end of the show as we read out the best comments you've made online throughout the week, and I'll answer trivia questions there too, plus so much more. And with that, let's dive headfirst into this week's show without any safety gear on, of course, because that's how we do things here on the Troy Murphy Show, responsibly. Don't try this at home.
It seems today that all you hear is music on the radio and murder on podcasts. But where are those good old-fashioned talk shows on which we used to rely? Lucky Bear's a Troy Murphy Show. Lucky Bear's a man who positively can do all the things that make us tune in live.
Never miss a show. Listen on demand. Click the Troy Murphy Show on the 2SR.com.au homepage program guide.
Ponder this. Ordering fast food through DoorDash and Uber Eats breaks the whole point of fast food. It's expensive and it's delayed. And now for a quick check of the weather. Tomorrow, Friday, a partly cloudy day. Possible smoke haze in the morning, mainly in the east. Tops are 27 degrees. The weekend, Saturday, mostly sunny. Winds north to northeasterly, 15 to 20 kilometres per hour. Becoming light during the morning. Then becoming north to northeasterly, going up to 20 to 30 kilometres per hour during the day. Top temperatures of 30 degrees is expected. Saturday, hot and windy. Sunday is going to be partly cloudy with a medium chance of showers, most likely in the afternoon and evening, with a top of 28 degrees. Hot and wet on Sunday. And Monday of next week, as we all go back to work, cloudy with a high chance of showers, top temps of 26 degrees.
The Troy Murphy Show. Driving you home Thursday nights from 6 p.m.
It's time now for the weird, the wacky, and the wonderful news from around the world that took place this week. Move over, Skippy. Step aside, Lassie. Cats are the real saviors of mankind. As we head to the US of A, of course the US of A, the US of A is the home of the weird, wacky and wonderful news from around the world. You know, they should use it as their slogan. You know, you arrive at a US airport, welcome to the home of the weird, wacky and the wonderful. Not the brave, the free and whatever the hell they credit themselves as. Anyway, back to the story. A cat is being credited for helping raise the alarm about a man who had fallen down a waterfall on a private property in El Dorado country. This story would have been way better if it was a well, because, you know, that's the whole Skippy and Lassie thing. What's that, Skippy? Johnny's fallen down the well? But it's a cat in real life. The incident happened back on the night of February 21 in Pleasance Valley. Now, according to the El Dorado Country Fire Protection District, a man fell 30 feet down a seasonal waterfall. Now, the report reads, family soon noticed that the man was missing and a neighbor came to help in the search. It was at this point that the man's wife and neighbour started hearing noises from their outdoor cat. Officials say that the cat led the pair right to where the man fell. Ponder that next time someone tries to tell you that they're not a cat person. Would a dog have done that? No! It would have waited till the man had rotted and grabbed his bone to bury it. Allegedly. I'm not saying it would have. Staying in America for weird, wacky and wonderful news this week. 28 girls are reported to have been hospitalized after allegedly playing with a Ouija board in school. The students were rushed to hospital after losing consciousness. Local authorities have yet to confirm whether a police investigation is underway. How would you begin that police investigation? Right, well, there's the Ouija board. What other clues do we have? I don't know. It's from beyond the grave. And the school of where this all happened is yet to give an official update on the student's medical diagnosis. But from all counts thus far, it appears that they all suffered from anxiety attacks. Or so the other world would have us believe. I'm putting my money on failed body possession attempts from the dark and evil sinister demons. Yeah, it was the rookies' day out. You know, they were training the new batch. They thought, look, you know, we've got to train our new demons on how to possess human bodies. Let's start with some high school girls from at school playing with a Ouija board. Didn't quite go to plan, and well, you know, they just passed out losing consciousness. But I'm sure all's fine now. And if there is anything serious with it, because I don't mean to make light or have fun at their expense, but I'm having fun at their expense. Still in America for the weird, wacky and wonderful news, because that's where the majority of the weird, wacky and wonderful news takes place. Police in California's Central Valley have taken to Facebook to tell residents to stop calling them over stars in the sky. Yet turns out that the stars were in fact the planets Jupiter and Venus. It's always Jupiter and Venus, isn't it? You know, oh, I'm feeling sad. Jupiter and Venus are in alignment. He broke up with me. Jupiter and Venus are in alignment. Oh, quick, call the police. Jupiter and Venus are in alignment. What actually happened? NASA had to jump in on this one, and they reported that in the night sky of the night that it all happened, they did appear apparently close to one another, and that caused alarm. Now, whilst the exact details of the calls have not been made public yet, the comments under the Facebook post tend to lend towards people thinking that they were aliens. But one comment that I read stood out the most. It reads, "I love the thought process. Oh my God, what is that in the sky? Maybe the sheriff can help. Serve and protect indeed, even from little green men from a galaxy far, far away." And finally, in the weird, wacky and wonderful news this week, a hop, skip and a sushi over to Japan, where conveyor belt sushi train restaurants have been forced to install camera systems equipped with artificial intelligence after a series of very, very concerning incidents took place that prompted the company and many others to make drastic changes in the way they run their business and monitor the people in their restaurants. What was this incident? One does ponder. Was it theft? Was it violence? Were people swapping their plates for the cheaper option? You know, you take the expensive one, put on the cheaper plate, put the cheaper one back on the expensive plate, and then put it back on the conveyor belt. I'm not speaking from experience here, but, you know, these things happen. No, none of that. It turns out customers have been licking soy sauce bottles and conducting in a whole range of unhygienic acts. Like people putting wasabi on sushi as it goes around and then taking sushi off the conveyor belt, handling it, and then deciding that they don't want it and putting it back. Did we not learn anything about hygiene throughout the pandemic? Who on earth licks soy sauce bottles? You know, I love soy sauce. It's the Japanese nectar of gods. But licking the bottle and putting it back? That's why I don't think we at our sushi trains that we have here, or at least I know with the sushi that I get, it comes in the packets now. Maybe it was a problem here and they've just got the packets and no one's licking the bottle. Because I always find it weird because, you know, to pour sushi, you have to, you know, put your finger over one end and you tip it and you slowly release the finger to temper the flow. I always find that weird because, you know, other people are touching it and that's weird. In my books, I don't like the touchy-touchy thing with the other people's hands. Don't know where their hands have been, but licking it! Oh, and that, my friends, is what's happening in weird, wacky, and wonderful news this week. Stick around, because coming up next, oh, it's a good segment. It's things that irritate me more than starfish in my underwear. That's next.
Stay tuned. More from The Troy Murphy Show coming up right after this.
2SSR can help you promote your business with an innovative and inexpensive marketing plan. Our in-house team will help you design a campaign, voice the audio, and give it the professional production values you need. To find out more, call us on 9545 1800 or email info@2SSR.com.au to organise a talk with our experienced marketing team.
Hi, it's Kale. Hope you can join me for Friday Night Live every Friday from 7 to 9 p.m. for a mix of pop and indie music, interviews with interesting people, and all the music and entertainment news from the Shire, Sydney, and beyond. Friday Night Live, 7 p.m. on 2SSR 99.7 FM. I'll see you there.
2SSR.
Never miss a beat. Follow The Troy Murphy Show Facebook page. Search The Troy Murphy Show.
Ponder this. Winning isn't even an achievement to brag about. You're just beating a bunch of losers. Now for a quick look at what's happening around our beautiful Sutherland Shire. On March 18, the Sutherland Shire Council are holding their biannual e-waste collection event where you can bring your electronic waste, also known as e-waste, to ensure it is recycled and does not end up in landfill. It's taking place on Saturday the 18th of March and Sunday the 19th of March from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at Ballingarra Netball Car Park. That's 99 to 105 Ballingarra Road in Miranda. People attending are being asked to place all electronic items to be recycled in the boots of their car and remain in their vehicle during collection, and to follow instructions from staff on site. Items accepted include televisions, computers, printers, mobile phones, keyboards, electronic games and toys, printers, DVD players, stereos and speakers, and lots more. For more information and a list of all the things they accept, head to the Sutherland Shire Council What's On page via sutherlandshire.nsw.gov.au.
The Troy Murphy Show. Driving you home Thursday nights from 6 p.m.
Let's put our somewhat serious hats on as well as having a little bit of fun as we file this next segment under things that irritate me more than starfish in my underwear, because what's irritating me this week is far more irritating than having starfish in my underwear. Imagine it. And that's how irritated
I am this week. Because, you know, starfish with their legs and all their little feely things on the bottom, that would be very irritating if you had that in your underwear. And what I'm about to talk about is more irritating than that. And the thing that is irritating me more than starfish in my underwear this week are people online who don't read past the headline of what's being posted. You know, those who don't read the article in my experience this week, listen to the attached audio. I don't know about you, but these people look like idiots when they do it. You see, I posted an extra bit to the Troy Murphy Show on-demand player and then shared it to my Facebook page about Australian gay comedian Ruben Kay, who was on Channel 10 last week on the project, and he made, well, in my mind, a well-crafted joke about Jesus. Let's take a listen to that audio.
I get a whole bunch on TikTok coming at me from a religious angle, right? Oh. Which I think is hilarious because queer people, LGBTQIA+, predate any idea of God. We're present in the animal kingdom. You know, if you go prior to the Cambrian explosion, I'm sure there were two amoebas listening to Lady Gaga doing poppers and banging away. So I think it's hilarious when someone messages me and says, you have to accept Jesus's love or you will burn in hell. Because I love Jesus. I love any man who can get for 3 days straight and come back for more.
Now that's funny. That's a well-crafted joke and well-delivered. The problem is that people got offended, in particular, religious folk. And then people got offended because people got offended. It's a vicious cycle. Now the point of the rant I made was, well, for a lack of a better term, let's call the LGBT community the left and the religious community the right. It's the way the majority of things swing nowadays, but doesn't apply to all. Like I said, for a lack of a better term, but it simplifies things as I discuss this further. You see, I pointed out in my piece that I felt as though the left have themselves to blame for the right getting outraged over a joke. Because the left have set a precedent in overacting and being offended over anything and everything, especially comedy. So with that precedent set, it's only fair that the right do the same. Something, in my opinion, society just needs to stop as a whole, especially when it comes to comedy. But here's my irritation. You see, people didn't listen to the rant I posted. I can tell because I get the listener stats. The number of likes and angers and comments did not equate to the number of listens. And I was inundated with hundreds of comments based on the headline and also the picture that I used of Ruben Kay, of which, if you don't know, he glams up for his stage presence. His stage makeup is very heavy and very feminine looking. You know, he wears lipstick and eyeshadow and mascara and his hair is perfect. It's all part of the character, act and performance. Something that I think people have forgotten, that, you know, stage presence isn't the actual person. It's an act. It's a character. It's a performance. But anyway, for some strange reason, the post, even though directed to the listening audience here in Australia, made it to America and kind of started going gangbusters, where people started talking about drag queens and kids' story time and drag queen performance bands in America. And then people went on the religious bashing tirades, and then the religious were there being very cruelly critical of drag queens and the LGBTI community. I had to delete a few of the comments and ban a few people from my page because it was just not appropriate. But all these comments had nothing to do with the audio piece posted itself. Actually, well, no, I like one comment one comment I clearly understood that they had listened to the audio before commenting. Why don't people listen before they comment? Which makes me wonder. You know, instead of getting angry about this or upset about this, maybe it's time to have a little bit of fun with this. Join me on this thought process. Maybe I just need to do an audio piece laughing at those who do that. You know, read the headline, look at the picture, and don't listen to the audio or read the article in newspaper's sense. And maybe give a clever code word for those who do listen to the audio to comment. Something like, you know, something simple like, I concur. Something that most people wouldn't write on a post. And then put a picture up that will catch people's eyes, and then do a headline to trigger those who comment without listening to project their nuttiness in the comments so we can all giggle at their expense. Something topical like drag queens and Trump and religion and transgender and something, you know, all the trigger warning topics that that get people riled up in the comments. And then for all of us who are in the know, you know, we can all sit back and laugh. And of course, use this as a teachable lesson to the idiots out there who don't read or listen past the headline. Pure evil, and I love it. Hashtag rant over. Actually, you know what? On the Troy Murphy Show Facebook page, I'll put up a post, and you can let us know what's irritating you more than starfish in your underwear this week. Facebook.com/The Troy Murphy Show. Stick around, because coming up next, our chat with Sydney lawyer Jahan Kalanta, as we ask him, should we be worried about TikTok harvesting users' data? And later on the show, Kale will be joining me for our footy tips for round two in the NRL season. Like I said, the Troy Murphy Show has something for everybody.
Hope it's not too much of a disaster. Will he get through an entire show without offending someone? We are so open door with the Troy Murphy Show. Have a yabba-dabba-doo time. A dabba-doo time. You'll have a gay old time.
Stay tuned. More from the Troy Murphy Show coming up right after this.
Would you like to be involved in your local not-for-profit radio station? Would you like to become a 2SSR volunteer with the opportunity to be a presenter, provide office support, or help with community events? If you would like to be part of the 2SSR family, call us on 9545 1800 or go to our website 2SSR.com.au and click on membership to download the application form.
Hey guys, Kieran here with the Antiques and Alternate Show, playing you Aussie alt and older antique songs. Join me 6 to 7pm Fridays for a bit of fun and a fresh new quiz every week. Tune in then.
For everything off air, follow The Troy Murphy Show on Instagram. Search The Troy Murphy Show.
Ponder this. Feet is a terrible unit of measurement, considering everyone has different size feet. Ponder that. Now for a quick check of the weather. Tomorrow, Friday, a partly cloudy day. Possible smoke haze in the morning, but mainly in the west. Tops of 27 degrees. The weekend, Saturday, mostly sunny with winds north to northeasterly, 15 to 20 kilometres per hour, becoming light during the morning, then becoming north to northeasterly, 20 to 30 kilometres per hour during the day. Top temps of 30 degrees. Expect a hot and windy one on Saturday. Sunday, partly cloudy, medium chance of showers, most likely in the afternoon and evening with tops of 28 degrees. It's going to be hot and wet. And Monday of next week, as we all go back to work, it's going to be a cloudy day with a high chance of showers, tops of 26 degrees.
The Troy Murphy Show, driving you home Thursday nights from 6 p.m.
Joining us on the show to talk TikTok, China's involvement, and many global governments banning the app on officials' work phones is Sydney-based lawyer and popular TikTok user who is on the app talking all things legal, Jahan Kalanta. Welcome, my friend.
Thank you so very much for having me.
Let's dive straight into this. How worried should we be that governments around the world are now banning TikTok from officials' devices due to concerns about the company that owns TikTok, ByteDance, having ties to the Chinese Communist Party, as well as concerns about data privacy and security?
It's a really good question. And I think that the way we need to think about this is in a holistic fashion. The reality is that there's probably no doubt that that company and companies like it harvest data for a variety of purposes, most likely marketing purposes more than anything else. I think that when one looks at the rise of technology, moves that are as blunt as banning it are just ineffectual, because the reality is that people thoroughly enjoy the app. They connect with the content creators on the app. And I think that moving forward, the technology will always be one step ahead of the regulator.
Oh, that's without a doubt. But do you have concerns? Like, there is talk. Like, I haven't fully read the terms and conditions, nor have I read the terms and conditions of every other social media site. But there is concerns going out at the moment that they can read your keystrokes. So that includes, you know, when you type your passwords in or even your credit card details. Why would an app need to be able to harvest that data?
Well, look, I've had a good look at the terms and conditions. One of the interesting things about TikTok's terms and conditions is it's one of the few that really talks about what the purpose of the app is and, you know, sort of the vibe they're trying to create, right? So terms and conditions are usually an amorphous amalgam of things of what we may or may not do with the data. The reality is that it would be suicide for TikTok if there was a data breach of some kind, because in recent time, there has been data breach after data breach, which has put people in danger and jeopardy and caused them inconvenience. And if people started having data breaches through TikTok's use, they'd stop using it. So I'm less concerned about that, particularly in the context of there have been many companies that I'm paying money to, such as Optus, that have breached and used my data in the wrong way, let alone an app that hasn't done anything in any way to dissuade me from its use.
Now, we've seen governments start to ban it. What are the chances, do you think, that countries will start to ban TikTok?
I recall that one of the reasons I started so late on TikTok was that the former president, Donald Trump, insisted that TikTok would be the downfall of society and that if you use the app, that it would definitely harvest your data, it would do this and it would do that. The reality of the situation is you can never rule out a government doing something asinine or ridiculous, but the app itself and the value that it provides, particularly for people who want to learn things or want to engage with certain creators and certain communities, is profound. And whether the government likes it or not, that is how people are consuming information. So the government may take a step, and I would say it's a very drastic step to do so, but I think that they would feel a backlash that they probably don't predict.
Would you ever delete TikTok from your phone?
I think the thing that's important to recognize in circumstances such as this is that TikTok is providing a service, and if you're not paying for the service, you are the service. So TikTok very well might be harvesting my data and using it for marketing purposes. I see it as no more nefarious than, for example, Meta and Facebook. Both companies harvest data. I mean, it's not unusual for you to make a comment, I'm interested in that movie, and then all of a sudden start seeing ads for that movie. This is a reality that we see in everyday life. So if you're going to ban one, you should ban all of them. There is nothing particularly nefarious about this app compared to the others.
The ironic thing that just happened was our call got disconnected whilst we were talking about Twitter, TikTok and Facebook, you know. Do you think maybe they're listening in?
Who knows?
Or am I wearing my tinfoil hat?
Who knows, right? The reality is that artificial intelligence is at such a stage that it can do and see things that we can't possibly predict. One of the values of TikTok is that it allows people to share their perspective. And we're living in an age where the most important gift a person can have is not information, it's perspective. And the ability to create your perspective and share it with your community is something that is what connects us as human beings. So anything that moves in the way of that, I think, is doomed to fail.
There we go. Sydney lawyer Jahan Kalanta says TikTok is okay. Now, before we wrap up, my friend, let's talk about your TikTok. With over 346,000 followers, what went viral first for you? Your legal tips or your Salvador Dali-inspired moustache?
So I guess for your viewer, you know, for your listeners, I have a pretty crazy Salvador Dali moustache, and I think it really must have helped because I guess it got people to get interested in it. But I've been making content now for 2 years. It is a very unusual sort of process whereby some things land and some things don't. I was trundling along until Amber Heard and Johnny Depp began their divorce case, which was a fascinating legal world. And I think that's really where I kind of got a big uptick in followers. But I talk about all things law. I talk about the law in Australia. I talk about the law overseas. I share my opinions on, you know, even celebrity feuds and the legality of them. And I'm so blessed to have a wonderful community of followers who really engage with my content. And it's just a privilege to be able to share my perspective with them.
You downplay how amazing your moustache is. I have mo envy.
You know what? You and I will catch up, and I'll teach you the secrets. It's easier than it looks.
I'm a 40-year-old man. I couldn't even grow half the hair that you have on your face. Now, what's the strangest legal tip that you've ever given or been asked on the TikTok app?
The one that stood out, the first thing that really went viral is, and I don't think it's a law anymore, but in Western Australia, once upon a time, it was illegal to have over 50 kilograms of potatoes. So if you're a potatoes, yeah, it had to do with the potato regulation board and to kind of stop people from, like, you know, going around them by being like potato smugglers. So it was, and I remember reading that and I was like, that is a cool fact. And I shared it and I guess the world agreed with me.
That's bizarre. That is bizarre. Now, where can people follow you on TikTok, or if they're hesitant, other than TikTok?
So if you TikTok is Jahan Kalanta Official, JAHANKALANTAR Official. Or if you want to follow me on Instagram, same, just Jahan Kalanta. You can go to jahankalanta.com, or you can follow me at my law firm, Executive Law Group. Any of these places, please reach out and connect. Always happy to have a chat.
Jahan, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you so much for interviewing me. It was my pleasure.
Friday, Saturday, happy days. Sunday, Monday, happy days. Tuesday, Wednesday, happy days. Thursday, what a day. Tune your radio to the Troy Murphy Show. The Troy Murphy Show. Goodbye, Chris Cash. Show, it is for you. Thursday nights from 6 p.m. and then online all week long. Friday, Saturday, happy days. Sunday, Monday, happy days. Tuesday, Wednesday, happy days. Thursday, what a day. Tune your radio to
Stay tuned. More from The Troy Murphy Show coming up right after this.
Hi, Kirk Pengilly from In Excess here. And whether it's music, sweet things, Puppies, movies, we all love our treats. But our eyes need treating too. 300,000 Australians, including me, are affected by glaucoma. Diagnosed early, glaucoma can be managed. Left undiagnosed, it can cause blindness. So treat yourself by treating your eyes to a simple test. Book your test at treatyoureyes.org.au today.
Keeping it smooth in the Shire for over 20 years. Paul E. Routledge and Smooth Jazz. Will Downing. Gerald Albright. Brand new heavies. Paul E. Routledge and Smooth Jazz. Sunday, 6 p.m. for the drive home on FM 99.7.
SSR FM,
the home of the Troy Murphy Show.
Ponder this. There is no objective perfection. Perfection can only be subjective. Every person's version of perfect is different, so a utopia can never exist. And now for a quick look at what's happening across the Sutherland Shire. Youth Week 2023 is on its way. It's happening Thursday the 20th to Sunday the 30th of April. Come together and get involved with your community during Youth Week. Share your ideas and views on issues important to you. Showcase your talents plus enjoy a variety of fun events and activities. Sutherland Shire Council, in partnership with your local youth services and youth reference group, are excited to offer a whole range of fun and free events. And keep an eye out because 2SSR is getting involved with a whole heap of them too. For more information, head to the Sutherland Shire Council What's On page via sutherlandshire.nsw.gov.au.
The Troy Murphy Show, driving you home Thursday nights from 6 p.m.
File this next segment under what? We need this here. There's a city in Italy where every year they put people into a cage, like a lockup cage, and dunk them into a river by way of punishment. Although nowadays it's just a quick dip meant for a little bit of fun rather than an attempt that it used to be to end someone's life. Lots of places around the world have their own select set of customs and rituals, but you'd be hard-pressed to find a town where, well, they put the most annoying people into cages and lower them into a river. The event is called the Tonka, and it's part of the, and I apologize if I pronounce this incorrectly, the Vigilian celebrations, which the city of Taranto puts on every year in the second half of June. The events are meant to honor Saint Vigilio, the patron saint of the city, and one of the main events is the Court of Penitence, where famous figures from Taranto who have disgraced themselves over the past year are put on trial. Very often this means that politicians are those who get to take a dip in the waters, locked in a cage, because when you're looking for the person in the city who has, and I quote, screwed up the most, it's usually going to be a politician. Dunking people into the river in a cage. Well, what it is, it's a spoof of a historical punishment used for much of the last millennium for those who have been found guilty of committing blasphemy, where they would actually dunk people in the river and not winch them out until they knew they were dead. You know, I'm not one for cruelty and punishment, especially punishment by death. But, you know, with Australia being the multicultural country that we are, who have adopted many, many of the world's customs. I think we need to bring that one here. I've got a list a mile long of politicians who have disgraced themselves and need a good bit of punishment, especially if we all get to stand around the banks of wherever they're being dunked and point and laugh. Stick around. Coming up next, NRL footy tipping with our mate from Friday nights, Kale Leishman.
For everything off air, follow The Troy Murphy Show on Instagram. Search The Troy Murphy Show.
Ponder this. When raising awareness to a tragedy online, you have to like the post even though you don't actually like the outcome of the event. And now, a little bit of fun. How's about some trivia? True or false? Timbuktu is the name of a real city in Africa. True or false? The answer? At the end of the show.
The Troy Murphy Show. Driving you home Thursday nights from 6 p.m.
NRL round two starts tonight, and joining me to talk tipping is our favourite tipster, Kale Leishman from Friday Night Live. Kale, how are you, my friend?
Troy Murphy, hello.
I like how you always say Troy Murphy. It's Troy Murphy.
We said Kale Leishman.
So. I did. Well, fair point. Kale.
Full names only tonight.
That's full names. Yeah. That's it. Yeah. Do we do official titles as well? You know? No, just kidding, because that's a very long title. How did you go in round one?
I think just average. I'm sort of sitting smack bang in the middle of the table, so that's okay.
I'm looking at the board now. Four correct, Kale. Four correct.
I'm not logged into the... Yeah, I'm happy with four. That's half, you know, yeah. So that's sort of an average score. I'm hoping to improve round two. We'll see.
I think we're all hoping to improve. I got five out of, was it eight this week, and there was a few in the tipping competition. The Sideline Eyes tipping competition, only three people got six correct.
Ah, okay. And somebody got zero as well, didn't they?
Yes. Yes. Anne Richardson. Oh, I love Anne. But, you know, the thing is, she must have tipped all incorrect, because if she forgot to put her tips in, she would have got all the away games. But instead...
She definitely put a tip in, because I saw her do a tweet during the week about her strategy for the upcoming week. So I'll tell you when we get to that game.
Well, whatever her strategy is, do exactly the opposite. All right, Kale, let's do our tips for round two tonight, 8 p.m. The Panthers are playing the Rabbitohs. Who have you got?
I've got the Rabbitohs. I'm hoping it's a point of difference. Panthers are favourites, but... I want to try and break the curse here, and I'm going to pick the Rabbits.
I had the same mentality that you have on that one. I'm going Rabbit as well. Then
sorry, this is Anne's one. Anne said that she's trying to get she's going to pick the Rabbits as well this week in order to sort of just be different to everybody else. So maybe, I don't know if that's where she went wrong last week or if she's going to bounce back this week. But we're all on the Rabbits.
We're going to... come back to this audio next week to see how well we did. And whether or not whatever Anne says, we just do the opposite. Maybe I need to call her and get her tips each week and then do the opposite of them. Friday night, we've got the Eels at home playing the Sharks.
Yeah, both these teams lost at home last week, but I'm still going to tip the Sharks just because I... be a faithful Cronulla supporter, and I'm also hoping that it will be another point of difference this week. Even though eels are favourites. I'll pick sharks. What about
I'm
you?
I'm going for the eels for this one.
Yeah.
I'm playing it safe. I want the point. Broncos v Cowboys on Friday night at 8:05 p.m.
Yep, not much in it. Both teams won last week by 1 point. They each won by a field goal. I'm tipping the Broncos at home.
Yep, I've got the Broncos too, although I've got a sneaking suspicion the Cowboys will win. Then we've got Roosters v Warriors on Saturday at 3 p.m. I've got the Roosters.
Yeah, I've got the Roosters too, even though they lost to the Dolphins last week. But I've gone Roosters.
Speaking of the Dolphins, they will be playing the Raiders at home on Saturday at 5:30 p.m. Even though the Raiders are tipped to win, I'm going for my new team, the Dolphins. And the reason why the Dolphins are my new team, because not only did they kick spectacular butt last week, but, you know, my previous team were the Sharks. And Dolphins are just gay sharks. And being a gay man myself, you know, it's inevitable that I have to go the Dolphins.
Yeah, I've also actually gone the gay Dolphins this week. yeah. But yeah, I've picked the Dolphins over the Raiders. So let's hope they smash them.
I hope so too. Then on Saturday as well at 7:35 p.m, the Storm will play the Bulldogs. That's a given, isn't
Storm,
it?
Storm, I've gone to Melbourne.
Yeah, it's a given. I don't think anyone can get that one wrong. Tigers will play the Knights on Sunday. Go on the Knights.
Yeah, I'm going the Knights upset. Too. Bit of a tricky one, but Knights beat Tigers both times they played last year. So I'm picking the Knights.
Yeah.
Tough one, though.
It is a tough one. That might be the one we get wrong. And then the final match for round two, the Dragons v. the Titans.
I've gone Dragons. Dragons at home.
Dragons at home, me too. Although that's going to be a very, very close one. There we have it. Yes. There's our tips for round two. Let's see how we do next week, Kale.
It'll be. Hopefully I'm moving up the ladder a little bit.
Just an extra couple point or two. Now, Kale, Friday Night Live is Friday nights from 7 p.m. What's coming up on the show this week?
Yeah, well, maybe you'll be on there for a segment or two, Troy. We'll have to wait and see. Stu Redmond will be talking to me. Maybe he'll be live from a big basketball finals game in the city. So hopefully he'll be calling in and I'll be giving him some things to shout out at the basketball stadium live. The big quiz is back as always, and I've got some brand new music Fridays from 7 p.m. Yep. See you then, Troy.
Thank you, Kyle. We'll see you Friday night.
Crazy and insane-y, is delirious but brainy, tastes a little gamey, the Troy Murphy Show.
Weird. Unique. It's just like a train wreck, you just can't stop listening.
So tune the radio dial on, Thursday nights at 6 from, we're gonna put the ray on, the Troy Murphy Show.
Now, before we wrap up the show tonight, to answer the trivia question asked earlier, the question was, true or false? Timbuktu is the name of a real city in Africa. The answer? It's true. It's a city in the Western African country of Mali. I always thought it was in Australia for some reason. Anyway, and a quick look at your comments online in response to our interview last week with Australian Idol Top 12 contestant JC Fox. Glenn Oliver wrote, "I know Australian Idol would have been a wonderful platform for JC, but he's that bloody good. He will go on a lot further without it. He's the genuine real deal." Couldn't agree more with you, Glenn Oliver. Couldn't agree with you more.
And it's all over, just like that.
And that's it. The Troy Murphy Show done and dusted for another week. Thanks for tuning in. I'll be back next week from 6 p.m. for another edition of The Troy Murphy Show. If you missed any part of the show and want to listen back, head to the 2SR.com.au website, find the program guide, click on The Troy Murphy Show, and listen back at your convenience. Coming up next, the encore broadcast of The Convo. Until next week, bye for now.
Did you miss your favourite show? Do you want to listen back again? 2SR is now on demand, so you can listen back whenever you want. Simply click on the show you want to listen back to on the live program guide by going to the 2SR.com.au homepage. There you'll find the show's on-demand player with the latest from your favourite show, music included. Take 2SR wherever you go. It's as easy as click, play, enjoy.